Boys and girls, welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you from Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. We're glad you've joined us today. We hope you'll have your pencil and paper ready for the Bible question in a few minutes, and that you'll join the choir now as they sing under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Choir, for that good message in song. It's wonderful to know that whether the weather outside is sunny or dreary, or whether or not we're troubled or in difficult times, as Christians we can rejoice and have gladness in our hearts. Well, some Bible clubbers are good when it comes to quizzes, so I thought today we would see what they can do in the book of Proverbs. You know, our tongue is a big problem to most of us. It gets us into a lot of trouble. If we could control our tongue, it'd be a great blessing. And here's a fill-in-the-blank question. Proverbs 13:3 says, "He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his blank." What's the word? He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his reputation? Or keepeth his friends? Proverbs 13:3. "He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his what?" Find the answer and send it to me, Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572. We'll see how sharp our Bible clubbers are today. And I'll be looking to hear from you. And now, here's the choir. and hunger hung over Samaria like a black cloud. All the people were in a terrible fix, for the famine had gone on so long till there was no food left. Animals had died. Worse than that, children, grown-ups had died. Everything was just like blackness and darkness around. Well, it was the people's own fault. 'Cause whenever you do wrong and get away from God, then there's no telling what'll come upon you. And God had had to send this terrible punishment to make the people realize their sin and wake them up to their responsibility and try to turn them back to God. But had they turned? No. Every time the king looked out and saw what a fix his people were in, it only made him madder. And one day as he walked the wall, one poor woman wept and she wailed and said, "Oh, king, do something." And he found out that the people had been eating their own children. And they'd even been eating things that were unspeakable because they were so hungry. Instead of the king falling on his face in repentance and crying out to God for mercy, he only rebelled the more and he said, "I'll tell you one thing, I'll get that Elisha, that prophet of God, I'll have his head, that's what." And so he rebelled against the very person that could have interceded for him to God. And beside the famine, the Syrians had besieged the city until the whole gates were locked up. People couldn't go in, they couldn't go out. What a terrible fix they were in. And then it came that there were four lepers outside the city. Who cared for lepers? They were separated from loved ones by their disease, and now by the walls of the city, and oh my, they were starving to death. Their poor old weak sick bodies now were nothing but skin and bones. And finally one of them looked at the others and he said, "Fellas, we're gonna die here. Let's do something about it." Do something? Why, if there's something they could do, they would have done it long ago. Well, let's go give ourselves up to the Syrians. Give ourselves up to the Syrians? Well, what harm can it do? If they save us alive, then we'll have our lives. And if they feed us a little bit, we'll be alive. If they kill us, so what? We're going to die anyway here. Well, it made pretty good sense. So they gathered up their old bones and poor old rotten flesh and started out across the hills toward the camp of Syria. Oh my, their hearts beat with fear, for fear they would be killed, but then they were so weak and sick with hunger till what would it matter anyway? And then, as they got closer to camp, there wasn't anybody to come out to meet them. There was no soldier to come say halt and stop in the name of the king and search them and see what they were doing around the camp. In fact, there they lay the whole huge Syrian camp, and not a soul in sight. In fact, there were clothes strewn by the wayside, sacks of food and grain strewn by the wayside. Why, it looked like they'd been run off in a terrible fright. Well, those poor lepers couldn't believe their eyes, and they went into the camp, and in one tent and then another, they loaded up with food till their poor old stomachs couldn't hold any more. They loaded up with gold and went and hid that, and silver and went and hid that, and then went back for another load. They were so happy they could hardly believe it was real. And then all of a sudden one of them said, "Hold it, fellas, hold it." What in the world was the matter with him? They were loading up. They were getting their stomachs full, and their pockets would soon be rich when they could come back for all this gold. And he said, "Stop." He said, "Men, stop it right now. This is a day of good tidings, and we're keeping it all to ourselves. You know what? We better go tell the king. If we stay around here till morning, something terrible's liable to happen to us. We better run and tell the king quick." Well, they came to their senses and went back to Samaria as fast as their poor old weak skinny legs could carry them. And when they got outside the gate, they began to holler. And a porter came out in the middle of the night to see what all the commotion was about. They said, "The Syrians are gone. There's food aplenty. There's food aplenty." And then they got the king up. Even the king thought that was important. In the middle of the night, he put on his royal house coat and began to find out what was all the commotion about. And then he says, "Oh, wait a minute, gentlemen. This is a trick. Don't fall for it. This is a trick. They're waiting till we go outside the city and go out to find that food, 'cause they know we're so hungry. And then they're going to just storm us and come in, burn the city, and kill all of us, and that'll be the end of it." And one of his servants said, "But King, what if it is true? We better check it out. Somebody could take what few horses there are left here that hadn't already died and go see." So the king agreed, and out into the middle of the night, a couple of horsemen rode toward the camp of Syria, and would you believe the story was true? And back they came like a flash to tell him, "Yes, it's true, King, it's true." And do you know, right there early in the morning, the city gates swung open wide, and the people of Samaria swarmed out like bees, and they went toward the camp of Syria. And the very prophecy that Elijah had said, that tomorrow food would be so plentiful that it would sell cheaply, the whole thing came true. And God provided in a wonderful way for his people. But you know what, boys and girls? The porter who'd first heard Elisha make the announcement that there'd be food, he didn't believe it. And he mocked and he said, "Oh, that couldn't be, even if the windows of heaven fell open." And Elisha says, "Well, for your unbelief, you'll see it, but you won't get to eat any of it." And that poor old fellow stood in the gates when they opened up, and the people were so wild to get out to food that he got trampled. And what Elisha said about him came true, too. You know, you can't mock. You can't disbelieve God's word. You must take God at his promise. Oh, he'll provide for you. He'll make a way. But you must accept him and accept his promises and believe his word. And now God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week, and be sure to tell your best friend to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.